From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is campaigning in the key state of Pennsylvania, promising to return jobs to the United States. Speaking in Erie, Pennsylvania, in just the past hour, Trump said Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton has no clue how to keep jobs in America. Trump said that Clinton was under the influence of lobbyists and donors to sign deals that export manufacturing to other countries. Earlier, Trump's campaign was backpedaling from his statements Thursday that Clinton and President Obama were the founders of the Islamic State terror group. Trump tweeted that his statements were sarcastic. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton has released her 2015 tax returns, which show that she and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, earned more than $10.5 million last year. The filing shows that the Clintons paid a federal tax rate of 34.2% in 2015. Most of their income, more than $6 million, came from speaking fees for appearances made before Hillary Clinton launched her campaign last April. The couple gave more than $1 million to charity. The return release is part of the Democratic candidate's efforts to undercut her opponent, Republican Donald Trump. So far, Trump has refused to release his tax returns because they are under audit. Athletics competition started at the Rio de Janeiro Olympics with Ethiopian runner Almaz Ayana winning the gold medal and setting a new world record in the women's 10,000 meters race. Ayana finished in 29 minutes, 17.45 seconds, more than 14 seconds faster than the 1993 mark of China's Wang Junsha. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Russia's prime minister said Friday that the country could dissolve all diplomatic ties with neighboring Ukraine in light of recent security concerns. Dmitry Medvedev made the statement on Friday morning. The move wasn't previously proposed after Russia annexed Crimea in 2014 or when Moscow supported separatist rebels in eastern Ukraine. Russia's military said Friday it has deployed an advanced air defense missile system to Crimea. Ukrainian troops are on high alert as tensions with Russia continue to rise. Ukraine accuses Russia of increasing its troop presence on the Crimean Peninsula. Russia accuses Ukraine of plotting to wage attacks in the disputed area with what Russians called terrorist attacks. Ukraine denies that those clashes took place. A series of blasts in Thailand's southern provinces Thursday and Friday has killed at least four people and wounded dozens more. The explosions occurred in the seaside resort of Hua Hin, the island gateway to the town of Surathani, the popular tourist island of Phuket, and in southern Trang. Police spokesman Colonel Krisana Patanacheron said Friday that the police believe the bombing wave is the result of local sabotage and not terrorism.
It's too soon to jump to any conclusion as to what may have caused the incident. But what we know for sure is that the incidents do not link directly with any kind of terrorism. It's in fact the local sabotage by which we are trying to identify those suspects who are behind the scene.
In a recent referendum, millions of Thais voted to approve a junta-backed constitution the country's military leaders say opens the way to new elections. Critics see it as legitimizing the military's role in government for years to come. Health officials in Nigeria are preparing for a massive polio vaccination campaign after two new cases emerged. Nigerian health officials say they plan to vaccinate nearly 5 million children beginning this month in the country's northwestern state of Borno, where the latest cases emerged. Michel Zafran is the World Health Organization's director of polio eradication.
This is particularly important and, a setback to the program, because on 24th of July, Nigeria had actually celebrated 2 years without a wild polio case.
Boko Haram militants based in Borno State have publicly denounced vaccination campaigns and have prevented health workers from operating in the area. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.